Mary, you are our third winner of $1 million.
Yay! I can't believe it.
Mary Mattingly of Louisville got the big news from Kentucky's First Family over the phone, as she's currently traveling out of state. She joins two other $1 million winners and a total of 15 young people who brought home full-ride scholarships, thanks to the vaccination campaign. But the bigger question, did the sweepstakes actually work? It depends on whom you ask. Similar giveaways in other states produced mixed results, with the numbers hard to pin down. In Kentucky, the announcement of the program back in June coincided with a jump in vaccinations in the weeks immediately following, but few winners seemed to cite the lottery as their reason for rolling up their sleeves. Still, Governor Andy Beshear says he thinks the campaign did help stabilize a sliding vaccination rate.
In this contest, at the very least, created tens of millions of dollars of publicity about the vaccine. That's the other reason you do one of these. And local incentives get the word out more, which is helpful. I do think that we're to a point where incentives can probably only do so much to the populations that remain unvaccinated.
GOP legislative leaders, who will have more say in setting pandemic policy in the coming months, have pointed to more modest local incentives as ways to boost the numbers. The most recent uptick in vaccinations in the state, however, appears to be less about incentives and more about increased caution in light of the Delta variant. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.